the challenge of the Yukon. On King! On you, Husky! King, the swiftest, strongest of Eskimo lead dogs, blazes the trail through storm and snow for Sergeant Preston as he meets the challenge of the Yukon. Sergeant Preston was typical of the small band of Northwest Mounted Police who preserved law and order in the Yukon during the gold rush of 98. That was the year that brought over 50,000 men swarming into the Klondike region, and the greed for gold led to frequent violence and bloodshed. But in spite of the odds against them, the force preserved a splendid record in maintaining the right. The challenge of the North was answered, and justice ruled triumphant. Shortly after daybreak, two men stood watching a distant sled and dog team break tracks through the snow. Hidden from view behind two huge rocks, they waited, eyes cold with greed and watchfulness.
See, I told you it wouldn't be long after daybreak.
Yeah, you're right. Gotta hand it to you, Bert. You sure had this one studied up.
The old man carrying that haul of dust, you think I'd take any chances? That's why we've been lucky. When you take time to plan, there aren't any mistakes.
I ain't worrying none about the mistakes. All I care about is get my hands on as much gold that's mine for the taking.
You just be careful how you take it. As long as you stick with me, you won't have to worry about that noose waiting to drop over your head.
I ain't complaining. You can fill a poke faster this way than peddling beaver skins. How much do you calculate he's carrying?
Plenty. Thomas has been making this trip to the bank for a long time. Surprised nobody thought of this before. Got your gun ready?
Huh? Oh, sure. You can make him out pretty plain now.
Wait till he gets past the rocks.
You're taking a chance of him getting away, ain't you?
Not if we shoot fast enough. We'll never know what hit him.
All right. You're calling the cards.
Meanwhile, back at the Johnson cabin, Bart had watched from a window to see what trail Preston would take. Seeing him turn to the right, he knew it would only be an hour before the Mountie would come on Ray Thomas, dead in the snow. He sent Muriel into town for supplies, and as her sled disappeared on the trail, the murderer worked feverishly. He rushed from the cabin to his sled, and driving the dogs mercilessly, fear of capture urging him on, he raced to his partner Slim.
Ho, you Malamutes!
You're riding like you was.
I'll explain this to you later. Get your sled and follow me, and hurry.
Sure, but where are you going?
I told you, explain later. We'll both be dead men if Preston catches us.
Preston?
Yeah, now will you hurry?
Slim needed no further urging. The two men, Bart's sled cutting the trail, drove to the edge of Crystal Lake, where to Slim's amazement, Bart called a halt.
What are you going to do now? In such a hurry,
shut
what
up
is...
and help me turn this sled over. There.
How about the dogs?
Leave them here. I'll toss this hat. There.
I don't get it.
You will. From here on, we'll ride the gates in your sled.
Mush, you Malamutes! Mush!
Sergeant Preston did go back to the cabin. Finding it empty, he prepared to leave just as Muriel came up the trail.
Sergeant Preston, back so soon?
Where is Bart, Muriel?
I don't know. He was here when I left.
I see. All right, King, come on. Get the dogs up.
Leaving again?
Yes, I'm looking for Bart, you see.
He'll be back. He might be making a round of the trap line.
I don't think so. When I left here on my way to Higbee, I was about halfway to town when I found Ray Thomas on the trail. Murdered.
Ray Thomas?
He'd been murdered and robbed.
But I don't see what...
That poke Bart dropped was initialed R.T.
Oh.
I'm sorry, Muriel. I'm ready, King. Goodbye.
Goodbye, Sergeant. Good luck.
On, King! On, you Husky!
approaching Crystal Lake, the Mountie's sharp eyes sighted the overturned sled before the dogs came abreast of it.
Ho, King! Ho, you huskies! That's Bart's sled. And his hat. Must have been taking the trail fast, and then... Oh, King, too bad we haven't eyes to see the bottom of this lake.
In Gates City, a few days later, the two killers, Bart Johnson and his partner Slim, stood at the bar in the Golden Peacock Cafe. Neither of them were recognizable as the men who had fled the law. To those in the cafe, they were just two strangers.
Sure was a good idea, Bart, disguising ourselves like this.
Yeah, I wasn't anxious to feel that rope around my neck.
What made you so sure Preston knew
it? His eyes, when I dropped that poke, made me as sure as I'll ever be. We found Thomas. Well, that'd be all he'd need. He knew something when he came to the cabin in the first place.
Well, your own mother wouldn't recognize you in that getup.
Hey!
Yep?
One more here.
How about you?
Oh, yeah, sure.
Make that two.
Right.
Tomorrow we'll start for Skagway in the States.
And what about your sister?
I can't be worrying about her.
Yeah, here you are, strangers.
Always wanted to get back to the States. Look, you see that?
Yeah.
Come on, let's get out of here.
No, wait a minute. Take it easy. You'll never know. It's just staying like you are.
Well, Red, how's business?
Well, ain't to blame, Sergeant. How you been?
Just fine.
Say, I heard about poor Ray.
Yes. Shot in the back. Never knew what hit him, I guess.
Well, somebody made a nice haul. Ray was carrying a heap of dust. Got any idea who done it?
I did have, but it's too...
What you looking at, Sergeant?
That man holding the glass down at the end of the bar. You ever see him before?
No. Them two are strangers, as far as I know. Why?
I'm going down there, Ray. There's a back entrance to the cafe, isn't there?
Yeah. You leaving then?
No, I'm not. But those two friends might try to. King, you go to the back entrance and wait there. Better show them where it is, Red.
Yeah, sure. Come on, King. Come on, boy.
You two boys are strangers in town, aren't you?
What difference does that make, Monty?
Strange. I have a feeling we've met before.
Must be thinking of somebody else.
Maybe. The man I'm thinking of wore a ring just like that one. Let's see it, stranger.
I won this ring in a poker game. Now, if you have no objections, Monty...
I'd like to see that ring. Held with the light, the stone should show...
I'm not taking it off. So long, mister. Come on, Frank.
This isn't so long, Bart.
Why, you...
Hey, put that gun away, you. I don't want no shooting in here.
You heard what he said, Bart.
The back door, Slim.
You won't get out that way. My helper will stop you.
Your helper. Go on, Slim.
If anyone here makes a move, it'll be his last one.
That wasn't such a smart bluff, Monty. Your helper.
King's teeth and old bluff. Adam King. Stop him, boy.
Take that, Marvin. Pull the gun out of my supply, will you? Let go my arm. He's tearing my arm apart.
All right, King. I guess you've had enough, Bart. Stand right where you are, Slim.
You win, Monty.
The law always wins. I thought you'd drown when I found your sled by the lake. But that ring on your finger gave you away. Put these handcuffs on them, Red. Yes, King. The case is closed.
Challenge of the Yukon, a copyrighted feature of the Challenge of the Yukon Incorporated, brought to you every Saturday at this time, originated in the transcription studios of WXYZ Detroit. The characters and events in tonight's drama were fictitious. Bill Morgan speaking. This is the Michigan Radio Network.